Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara works as a chaplain in New Haven, Connecticut. The title of her preaching today is Much to be Grateful for.
A reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We will also come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not recognize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple, whom Jesus loved, said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. Have you had a chance to walk around during the past month now that spring has sprung? Spring is the season that I associate most with God's generosity. After a tough winter, we are blessed with those determined crocus that come up first, sometimes even peeking through snow. My favorite spring flowers are the magnificent magnolias that grace their tree branches. On my block, there's even a magnolia with yellow blossoms. The robins show up again, and it seems like the birds start singing even more enthusiastically. How can we not see the generosity of our Creator in spring? But sometimes we're just blind to it. This week, we've heard or read about Jesus appearing to others after his death. In each case, the person or persons do not recognize him until he somehow reveals himself to them. They're blind to him. In today's gospel, he's standing on the shore. The disciples don't recognize him. When he hears that they haven't caught any fish, he directs them to cast their net, and an amazing catch is hauled in. Even though it's 153 large fish, the net doesn't break. Plenty of fish for breakfast and for sale. Jesus even has breakfast ready for them after their hard night. Each action a sign of a generous, compassionate God. Gratitude for the generosity of our divine Creator is a natural and a necessary emotion for a healthy life. Even when faced with trauma or hardship, gratitude can lift up our spirits. I don't always pray with the patients I visit in the hospital, although I always pray for them. When a patient wants prayer, I often include a short litany of things to be grateful for: family, medical staff, a sunny day, good test results. It seems to me that when we express our gratitude, we acknowledge that we are cared for, that there is something good in our lives, that we are not alone, that the divine is with us. This gives us something to hope for. If the divine has been with us in the past, the divine is with us now and will be in the future. As we reflect on our gospel today, let's take a moment and look around at the generosity that God has given us and include in our prayers a litany of gratitude for all those gifts. And let's see if it doesn't perk up your day.